A better than average size crowd, 4,782 for Girls Rock Night, and it was good to see a lot of girls groups in the crowd cheering hard and loud for the team this evening as they are 15-6 for the year, four straight home wins. Welcome our second star from tonight's game, Brandon Lazowski. So you get held off the score sheet last night. Adam here says, watch for a big game from these guys tonight because they're going to be angry. They're going to be PO'd at the fact they weren't involved last night and you guys came through tonight.
Yeah, I thought we battled as a line yesterday. Just unfortunate bounces, a couple two-on-ones that were nice saves. But, yeah, we kind of talked about before the game today. We wanted to have a good start and lead the boys. So I think that was what we did today.
Tell me about your goal. It was a long time ago, I know.
I remember I was just kind of a casual two-on-one. We work on that with Wonger and practice like every day. So it's kind of just something that we work on. It's kind of second nature to us, and it was a great pass. And
okay,
no stick handle.
Yeah. You're a two-on-one with Wong. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Now you and Sidorov go on a two-on-one. Who knows who's going to take the shot, who's going to make the pass, if there's going to be passes back and forth. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised he took the shot?
No, not at all. We did it, I think, in Swift. In Swift, I gave it to him, and he gave it back, kind of forced a pass. And I think he knew better to maybe shoot that one because the guy gave him an open shot. So it was a good play by him.
Yeah, with your guys' line, how important is it for you guys to get it in there on forechecks, I guess, too? I mean, you and Trevor were kind of talking a bit out there, I guess, tonight to Swift Kern and stuff. So how important is kind of the work, like, cause we see all the two-on-one and fancy plays, but it's obviously a lot more than that.
For sure, yeah. We're a hard-working team, especially at line. I think our work goes before our skill and our talent. So when we work, I think their skill just takes over.
Yeah, and just the defensive side of it. I mean, last night you guys didn't allow a 5-on-5 goal, and tonight just the one goal allowed. Just your thoughts on that and kind of your guys' ability to kind of play from your own end out opposed to getting in track meets.
For sure, yeah. We're a defense-first team. I think with guards and Oz and that, they're a backbone back there. I think, you know, our forwards and D have just amazing, you know, blocking shots coming into defense, and that's a big thing of our team's defense first, and then, you know, offense takes over after that.
You've been around the team for a few years, but you've never made a road trip to the U.S. division, so this will be something new. Are you looking forward, and which place are you looking most forward to going to?
I think Portland, Everett, Seattle, because my parents and my grandma are going to be there, so that's probably the most best place I want to go. But I think Portland, probably the, you know, Portland's going to, they're a top team in the West, and it's going to be a fun battle, and I know a couple of buddies on that team, so I think it's going to be a fun battle.
Who are some of the buddies?
I know Cagnoni. He was his draft. I said I was there, and then a new, he's on his draft here, Bottazzoni. Diego, right. He's in 06 as well, so those are two close family friends.
Are you packed?
I just did it today before my nap.
Okay, well, you're further ahead than the coaches. I know that. So we'll see you tomorrow morning. Thanks. Congratulations on the 3-point game. Brandon Lazowski of the Saskatoon Blades joining us.